Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting. And keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for any 12-step fellowships. We don't even speak that well for ourselves, but the opinions we give, as bad as they are ours and ours alone.
And we're proud to have them.
That is the disclaimer that World Services of a couple of organizations has given us, and that's what we do. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shelley had to find her mic, which was in her crochet bag.
My yarn tote.
Shelley's making a blanket right now that weighs 7,000 pounds.
I didn't realize it was so heavy because I usually just leave it on the poof over here and I sort of just shuffle it onto my lap when I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. So I've never actually lifted the whole thing up. And
Shelley, for the people at home, what is the poof?
The little footy thing, the ottoman that goes with the Muncie chair.
Yeah, the ottoman.
The poof.
So I got, because my doctor said I'm not allowed to carry a heavy bag on my shoulders anymore because of the fibro, it's causing some of my flares.
Yeah.
But, so it was starting to depress me because I refuse to not, like, be out and about in the world without my Kindle, my library book, and my yarn and all that. Because what if you get stuck somewhere? I have to have my stuff.
What if there's an earthquake?
I need water bottles. I need all kinds of crap. What?
You're lucky you're not a guy. We're expected to carry everything we need in a wallet.
Yeah, well... Bummer for you. Hence the evolution of the MRS.
The what?
The MRS, the man purse.
Oh.
So I wanted to take all the stuff. So then our friend, Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill P., posted to me, why don't you get one of those rolly suitcases?
A rolly suitcase.
And then I thought, oh, there was that yarn tote I like because there are specific, you know, opens on the top.
She looks like she's going to the airport no matter where she's going.
But it's awesome because I got it for half price because I had a half price coupon.
That would be a good reason to get it for half price.
It was awesome.
Of a coupon.
So now I have this awesome yarn tote and it carries everything and I can hook my little tiny purse that they're allowing me to have on. I never have to carry anything on my shoulders again.
Have you ever heard of Groupon?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Have you ever heard of that, Shelley?
Yes, I've heard of it. We've done Boozy News stories on some of their more spectacular oopsies.
Faux pas. You got to love that.
Yeah.
Well, some misprint or some, you know, you do this by this time and we're going to give you 50% off on dinner. And then like 3,480 people buy it and show up expecting their pizza at half price or something. When I was in college, Domino's Pizza back in the day.
30 minutes or it's free.
We discovered instantly how to get over on that. You get every fraternity and every dormitory to all order pizzas at the same time. Like within, you know, moments of each other. Phones are just busy. Ring, 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 ring. They couldn't possibly do it. And almost instantaneously, like 2 days later, they're like, in 30 minutes or it's $2 off.
Actually, they got rid of the, I have this actually in one of my books somewhere. Mm-hmm. They stopped doing the 30 minutes or it's free promotion after the first year nationwide because in that year, 18 delivery drivers died in car crash accidents because they were trying to get
going to
pizza
any
there.
Lengths to get you your freaking pizza on time.
Yes.
Domino's. How do you feel now?
Domino's rocks.
How do you feel now?
Yeah, you wanted your pizza so fast.
Now the guy's dead.
You'll get your pizza 30 minutes or I'll die trying.
Yeah, oh my God.
Literally. Yeah. That was when they went to the money off rather than free.
Well, speaking of strange stories, it's time for the Boozy News. And the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
Nice suits.
Thank you.
We say hello and howdy and thank you to Bill, Phil, Donald Blitzen.
And Rudolph.
Spankum, Plankum.
Wait, where was I? Bill, Phil, Donald, Brian, Sean. I think that was, those were all of the ones we got this week.
Sean of the Dead.
And just for the heck of it, I'm going to say howdy to Robert M., who hasn't sent in a story for a while, but he's still listening. And he's still in the group.
Can we call him Bob, or is it Robert?
It's Robert.
Okay, well, you never know.
Let's see, where are we now?
If he was a doctor, he could be Dr. Bob.
We got okay.
a guy at the men's stag step study that is Bill Wilson.
No relation?
No.
This is, I think Brian said this one in Riverdale. I think it's Utah.
Utah.
In the parking lot of a Super Target. An argument over a petty debt, it was less than $100, escalated into a brawl involving 30 people who were armed with knives, baseball bats, canes, a hammer,
canes?
And someone's crutches.
And a trident.
Basically, somebody got ticked off, you owe me money, no I don't. Everybody ran to their cars and grabbed whatever they had.
Wow.
I want to see the guys with the canes.
Yeah, really. 7 people were arrested. 2 were sent to the hospital, one of whom was stabbed. And the police, if, at first you're reading the story and you're going, okay, so it was a debt. So what's the other part of the story? And they said, well, I'm wondering why they were in the Super Target parking lot. That was because the argument started at a party. The guy who was supposedly in debt, fled, and ended up in the Super Target.
Fled and went to Super Target.
And the other ones followed, and that's why the fight
was there. Where
else do
you go if you're getting chased by a bunch of partygoers?
To a public place.
Yeah, so of course the police say, alcohol may have been a factor.
Well,
you think?
And it's a 30-person brawl. Now, obviously, not all 30 of them are after the one guy.
No.
Right.
No, one of them's after the guy, and the other 28 are just along for something to do.
Well,
on
and you know
night.
What? There's You right. know that there's people in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Young guys, some guys all tatted back. It's like, hey, they're picking on that dude over there. Let's go help him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No DUIs were involved, but they say that alcohol may have been a factor. However, the people that were arrested, the 7 that were arrested, were booked on felony rioting. Felony rioting with their crutches. I love that.
I like the crutch and the cane thing.
Yeah. You gotta wonder how old these guys are.
Yeah.
It was a bingo party. Bunch of gray hairs.
Don't ever start a big fight in the parking lot of a golf course.
Oh, my gosh. That would be scary. Yeah.
Dude, can you imagine if everyone had drivers with them? And I do mean the golf clubs.
Just all you got to do is take all the golf clubs away. Just leave them the one irons because only God can hit a one iron.
That's right.
Guy's like, wait, I got some crappy.
Thank you, Lee Trevino.
I got a set of crappy clubs in my trunk. Yeah. I don't want to wipe out my new Arnold Palmer specials I
Speaking
have.
Speaking of disabilities and disabled people, Barack.
Look at me when you said that.
Okay, I'll look over here at the wall.
Are you trying to claim Barack Obama is disabled?
No. Oh, this guy's name is D. Baraka Kanan.
Oh.
Oh.
He is from
Wasn't
Hawaii.
He on the A team?
He is from Hawaii.
D.A. Barakas?
Barakas.
Yes. He is suing Delta Airlines. He is he's partially paralyzed. And he needs a wheelchair. He needed assistance getting on and off the plane. According to his complaint, which was witnessed, and I'm wondering why those witnesses didn't help him, for God's sake. What is the matter with people? That pissed me off more than anything else. That Delta Airlines, that the people involved in this, claimed they forced him to crawl on and off his flights and across the tarmac.
What?
Because he wasn't provided with the equipment to get to his wheelchair and get off his wheelchair.
So Delta's got a new owner next week.
What?
Probably.
What? Wow.
They did offer him, I'm quoting here, a piece of cardboard to put down so his clothes wouldn't get dirty. So he could put his legs on the cardboard and then pull himself along with his hands.
You would think that someone would have carried him.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to have, according to the ADA regulations, they're supposed to have something called a lift, which is like...
You would think...
You know, they help him get onto this lift, and it, you know, like a little cart across to his wheelchair.
You would think.
Yeah. But apparently they said they did not have the equipment, and they were not allowed to assist him.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody's going to lose a lot of money
over that.
That's what
I'm saying. Like, I can't imagine being on a plane and looking over and see this guy crawling across the ground because he's disabled,
yeah,
I would for sure go and help. I'd find another guy. We'd
put
one hand
down,
you grab the guy's hand, you sit on this, we'd carry you just like you're in a wheelchair.
Why aren't you helping if he didn't pay for the $7 upgrade?
Wow. I couldn't. That's pissed me off more than anything else. A plane full of people. There were witnesses. He's got a list of witnesses for his lawsuit that's going to go to court. Delta declines to comment.
Yes. You don't want to make it worse.
Yeah.
So all these witnesses. Why didn't they help him?
They were busy witnessing.
That just pissed me off. Okay.
They're busy getting their YouTube video shot.
Dude.
Delta did offer to compensate him with 25,000 miles and a $100 voucher.
Yeah.
That's an insult.
No, that guy's going to end up with hundreds of thousands out of this.
Yeah. Okay. Now
and if there are YouTube videos, that's going to sink their case. Like, to see the visual evidence of this guy dragging his paralyzed body across the tarmac, that's ridiculous.
Okay. Now, the next story made me laugh, but I would like to say to all our listeners in Tennessee, I have family from Tennessee. I feel your pain.
Our number one Fran is from Tennessee.
Our number one Fran is from Tennessee. I am not trying to cast aspersions on anybody.
And Nashville, hello.
Yes.
My ex-wife is from Tennessee.
There you go.
And my cousin. Okay. I know one person.
Were they married at one time?
No, my ex-wife is my cousin.
A woman named... What?
My ex-wife was my cousin.
Shelly, I know you tried to get through that as seamlessly as possible. We were not going to let you.
Lying. A woman named Brita West.
Brito?
Brita. Brita. Brita Burrito. West.
Brita.
Was visiting a man named Willard Tinch, who was shortly to become her husband. They were going to get married behind bars. I don't know if they were going to get a conjugal visit. It doesn't say. But she was on her way to have the happiest day of her life and marry her beloved in prison. Right there, that whole sentence
that
is just wrong.
That already lets you know.
However, she is now in the women's lockup because she attempted to, on her wedding day, smuggle methamphetamine into the jail, stashed in her dentures.
Who checked?
She couldn't keep her teeth in properly.
Oops.
Yeah.
And the deputy that was taking her in for the wedding noticed that her teeth kept almost falling out and then saw the corner of what looked like a bag.
Now, you'd think she would have noticed this long before she... You know what she did? She waited till the moment before she went in there to even try it, to stick it up in their dentures, and didn't realize it was going to make her teeth fall out. Because if you're at home and you're trying to put it in, and the entire drive down there you can't keep your teeth in, you'd think twice about it.
Well, yeah, it just made me think...
You stick in your hoo-hoo.
Are dentures so... How old is she? And then I thought, wait, it's Tennessee.
Oh, ouch.
Did they invent the toothbrush there? Is that where the toothbrush came from?
Yes,
yeah, because if it had been anywhere else, it would have been the teeth brush. Ba-dum-bum-bum. I love Tennessee. Don't get me wrong, folks. Send all your mail to Shelly and Mark.
I got lots of family
Mama
from Tennessee.
Mama got a new pair of shoppers.
I got lots of family in Tennessee. I'm
isn't Al Gore from Tennessee?
Yes, he is.
Is that the guy I called a terrorist?
No, that's the one that the NSA called a terrorist.
Yes. So,
and I got to tell you.
And I call him an echo terrorist.
Of all the people to pull over and check as being a terrorist, you'd think Al Gore would get a pass.
Why?
Because he was vice president of the United States. You just think that would give you a pass.
Yeah, but.
You can be pretty sure he's not trying to bring down the plane.
Bruce, all I can say is, let's look at the record.
What's up with what?
Let's look at the record.
All I'm saying is it doesn't matter whether you're the president, the vice president, or you know, the guy who sweeps the streets. You're still just a citizen of this country, and you're subject to the same blasted laws.
All right. I get that. It just seems ridiculous to me.
Okay. Let's see.
Why did we go off on a tangent there?
Yes, we did.
Because the guy with the turban and the suspicious look, they just let him walk on.
Yeah.
But the vice president of the United States, they pull him to the side. Hey, come here.
Okay. In Turkey, the country Turkey, authorities...
As opposed to what you stuff your bird with at Thanksgiving?
Yes. Okay. Authorities had arrested a bird on suspicion that it was spying for Israel, but they have released
bird. Arrested it?
Yes. They arrested it. They did release the bird
did
after...
Did they squawk at its rights?
No. They freed it after they did some x-rays. And they found out that it was not embedded with surveillance equipment, spying equipment. That's what they thought, that it was a spy bird.
Oh.
It was a bird called a kestrel, which is a bird of prey.
Oh. I read it twice. I don't think it understood.
It had a metal ring on its foot, which is usually, you know, a bird that's tagged has a metal ring on its foot. But it was apparently not a bugged bird.
The guy that owns a bird.
Maybe it was just trying to express itself.
The guy that owns a bird should sue for like illegal search and seizure.
Yeah. Leave my bird alone.
I'm wondering how they released them. Did they just like go outside and say "fly be free" or what? I mean.
Well, you would wonder too how they catch the bird.
It doesn't say.
Well, one guy caught it, then he threw it to another guy. You know what they call that? Flipping him the bird.
Flipped him the bird.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, what do? You see this bird flying around? You just put your arm up with a glove on it, and hopefully he comes and lands on it?
Yeah. My falcon will be here in 20 seconds.
Okay, next story is in Georgia.
Is it in Atlanta?
Because
if you're from Georgia, you got to say Atlanta.
Atlanta.
It's got to be Atlanta.
Actually, I can't find a city listed, but... well, the police officer that responded to it was from Albany, Georgia. So maybe it's in that area. And this is one of those moments when we say, you know, people unclear on the concept. A man was arrested after he used 911 to dispute the fact that he had not gotten what he had ordered at McDonald's.
Good Lord, this fits right in with our topic.
Yeah. He ordered
fries with that.
Yeah, he ordered 7 McDoubles, 1 McChicken, and 1 order of fries.
How much weed were
they
smoking?
That's not enough fries for all those sandwiches.
How much weed were they smoking?
It was just one guy. Now, if you see the picture of the guy, you're looking at. I'm looking at this picture of this guy. I'm going, wow. Maybe you should have gone to like 3-Day Suit Brokers and got a new suit because he's wearing a neon yellow suit. The man like glows in the dark, totally, and like the psychedelic tie and white.
Is he a big guy?
Well, he is in Georgia.
Well, that's true.
Is he a big guy?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't really tell by the picture. There wasn't like a frame of reference in the picture. So,
because if you're ordering that much, you'd think he might be slightly rotund.
He said that he didn't know he was misusing 911. He went to McDonald's.
He did the order.
He went back into the store because he was shorted by 1 McDouble. He went back into the store, and the employee said,
claimed that he was
trying to get an attitude. So then the guy threatened to call.
Do they sell attitudes there?
I guess
so. He came in, he was trying to get an attitude.
No, it's not an attitude there, it's a McAttitude.
A McTude.
I need a McTude.
So he called, the guy called 911. He said, and I'm quoting him, "I called the police and thinking that everything all cool by calling the police. I didn't know I was misusing 911. That's a direct quote.
Well, what he should have done is just called the business number.
There was a business dispute going on, so I'm not sure he was misusing 911.
It wasn't an emergency.
Yeah, but you know what?
You don't know how hungry he was.
Well, you know what, too? Most cops would tell you it'd be better for you to call than to go in there and wring the guy's neck behind the counter.
Shelly, if his wife was home PMSing and she wanted McDonald's and he had to be there arguing about this McDouble.
Yeah.
It might have been an emergency.
I still don't think that's an emergency.
She might have had a cane. She could have beat him up at Super Target with.
Hit him with her crutch.
Now, this guy that called 911 over his McDonald's order is not in recent history the worst of the worst of the 911 abusers. In the last 6 months, there was a Connecticut man who was pissed off at a Subway restaurant because of the ratio of meat to mayonnaise.
And you get to pick that yourself.
Yes. In Cincinnati, a man called 911 to complain about that he didn't have enough chili on a Skyline chili dog.
Well,
wait.
Yeah,
that's,
that might be okay.
That might be a SWAT team thing.
In Tennessee, a man called 911 and asked for the police to bring him a beer.
Well, that's clearly an emergency.
You don't want him driving under the influence.
That's true. You don't. And in New Hampshire, a woman called 911 because she needed help with the Chinese restaurant menu.
Some Ting Wong.
That's terrible.
That's bad.
And on that note, that is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
At Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com. We have a topic, Mark.
We do.
Kind of goes along with that 911 call earlier.
Would you like fries with this?
Would you like fries with that? Now, Jelly had mentioned that in between shows to do with something. And I thought about it for a second. And I thought, what, like the side orders of the program. And there are many, you know, things that are not your normal, I'm going to a meeting, I'm working with my sponsor, but that lots of people in the program do on the side.
I'm reading the 12 book, big book, I'm reading the 12 and 12, I'm reading the Hope, Faith, and Courage, I'm reading the basic text.
Reading the Hazelden,
yeah, no, those
Thought
all
for
things.
The Day,
yeah.
Doing the, going to a retreat,
yeah.
I'm going to a convention, I'm going to the meeting after the meeting.
I'm reading my morning meditation.
Yeah, all those things are kind of like
good stuff.
Sideline. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Shelley, you have been to retreats, yes?
Yeah.
Whose retreat did you go to?
Sister B.
Was it awesome?
Yes, it was.
Now, what's your feeling on you want fries with that? You know, how do you, obviously you loved going to that?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of side orders that you can get with the program, but I'm always careful to make sure that I tell people that I'm sponsoring that say, oh, I read this book or I read that book or I want to do this or whatever to say, okay, the program's in the first 164 pages, at least for us, or
yes.
In the basic text, whatever your text is. That's where the program is. That's what we're going to work with. This other stuff is great as added reading or
side
an
order.
Extra, you know, activity or whatever, because it's always better to do activities with other sober people. That sort of thing is great. But you need to focus on the main dish.
So the main course is like the big book or the basic text and everything else is a side dish.
Right.
Now, Mark, what do you think? You've done a lot of extracurricular things.
But here, Bruce, here's the comment. You comment back.
Okay.
Are you reading your big book? I'm reading my Bible right now because I'm getting really in touch with God.
That's great. Read that on a side. Read your big book first. I mean, really. You know, yeah, that's great. Read that as well. That's helping you great. But, you know, you've only got another day to get first through those 164 pages, so you know, trim some of that other time off.
So you're telling me it's not important to read my Bible and be in touch with my higher power?
No, I said you should do that as well. Just I want you to read the big book, too. That's the main course. And you know what? Once you're done reading the big book and working steps and all that, you can read the Bible all you want. You can go to church every Sunday. You can go Wednesday and Sunday if you want. You can go every night if you want.
Just read the big book on your way home?
Get the big book on tape. Get the Bible on tape. Play it in the car when you're driving around.
Play them both.
Play them on two different things. Let them battle it out.
Same time. That's right. See who wins.
So Shelley was like starting to get
Wilson
that look
versus
of
God.
I've got something to say. She kind of like puffed up, kind of like a bird when they're putting their chest first. She was like, and then she kind of stopped.
Well, that's because you didn't shut up.
Well, here's your chance.
You know, like the, what is it, that college team, the Roll Tide.
Roll Tide War Eagle.
I think that when you're dealing with recovering alcoholics and addicts, I'm a fairly churchy person, you know?
Yeah.
You're the most churchy person in this room.
I am the most churchy person. I actually go to church. Well, I haven't been since.
I was going to say, when's the last time you went? That's pretty damn churchy.
Yeah, well, it's been a while. For a while, I couldn't go because I couldn't sit in a stupid pew that long because of my knee.
Yeah. No, I'm
and
not,
now
I'm not
we're going out
you.
To see a baby every Sunday. So, at any rate, I'm a fairly churchy person. But when it comes to alcoholics and addicts that are in newly in recovery, yes, I don't want to get struck by lightning. So that Bible is gosh darn important. However, it is not as important as this book that was divinely inspired that is going to save your butt.
How do we know it was divinely inspired?
Because we said so.
Oh, okay.
I
who said so? Bunch of alcoholics said it
yes.
was?
I have to, well, we believe that it was divinely inspired.
I have to call shenanigans anyway.
Yeah.
Shelly says we're going to see a baby. What did Mom do this morning? She went to church. Our church. Your church.
She went to the butt crack of dawn service.
Oh.
I never go to that one.
Yeah. That's what they should call it.
The
you know,
butt
that'd be a great name for a
service.
Meeting. The butt crack of dawn meeting. Be a bunch of guys with their pants slung low.
All the plumbers would go.
I saw the best thing on Facebook. You know how the plumbers, you get the sideways plumber smile, plumber's crack? I saw a thing on Facebook. A guy was wearing a T-shirt that was called Plumber's Crack Camouflage. And it was a T-shirt that had a picture of a woman with no shirt on that cut off just above her breasts. And the plumber was bent over, and it looked like his crack thing was the top of her cleavage.
Wow.
Would have had to have seen it.
Yeah, you gotta
I'm not so sure I want to see it.
Yeah.
Actually.
I didn't even really realize it was a plumber that was bent over until I saw the thing that said plumber's crack cleavage. I was like, and then I did a double take.
Wow. Wow. Now,
sorry, not to get off
when
topic,
I was, when I was newer in the program and I was in recovery, when I was at when I was at Las Encinas Hospital, they gave everyone a Thought for the Day book, like the little Hazelden book. They gave one to everyone that was in there. I don't think anyone does that anymore. I'm sure that there's some programs that do somewhere. And it wasn't even like they said, oh, this is required reading.
Like maybe at Hazelden.
Yeah,
Hazelden gives every them all, day, you know, there was something program-esque. And the Thought for the Day was always program-related. It was a fine, fine book.
It was suggested it wasn't a must.
It was not
right.
a must. Not like the last show. Okay. How about meeting after the meeting? That's a side order.
Meeting after the meeting is a side order, and I consider it to be a very important side order.
Fellowship
it's like,
is a side
it
order.
It is like fries with your burger.
Yeah, you got to have them. For me, it's more like onion rings.
Oh, a substitute side.
Yeah, I'm a big onion ring fan, and I think that meeting after the meeting is like a big steaming hot plate of bitchin' onion rings.
You know, it really depends on who's at the meeting after the meeting.
What's your favorite part about meeting after the meeting, Shelley?
Huh?
What's your favorite part about the meeting after the meeting?
I was just trying to explain.
Okay,
I don't have one. Because about 50% of the time I sit there and listen to all of this group of men talking, and I think to myself, why am I here? I could be home with my doggies. Why am I here?
Maybe you could invite some women to go.
Ooh, bring some chicks.
I could, but usually by the time I get out of the meeting, everybody's already scampered.
Hmm. I announce it.
I know you announce
it. You should,
it.
The moment the meeting's over, you should break right for all the women. Come on, girls.
Our meeting after the meeting used to be a lot bigger.
The men would be entirely grateful if you would do that.
And now it's just you and Michael and me and William and sometimes
well,
Jimmy
you know
sitting
what?
Down there
I don't
bitching.
Care if it's you and I have a great meeting after the meeting. My favorite part of the meeting after the meeting is just talking with my friends. You know, away from the meeting, there's a little fellowship talk, there's a little bullshit talk, you know, just like the way this show is. We're like the meeting after the meeting. I'm a big fan of that. I'm also a big fan of my coffee and a big fan of a cigar with the meeting after the meeting. I like all that.
That's why you don't go to Starbucks so much anymore, huh?
We go about 60% of the time to Starbucks.
Yeah, okay. You still do.
I, even though I bitch about having to go to the meeting after the meeting, I still go most of the time. Sometimes I don't. I'm too tired. I go home. Mm-hmm. But I still go because where we go, eventually other people will follow. eventually, it's like the Thursday night meeting. At times has been huge, and then at times it was me and two other people out on the patio smoking cigarettes. I mean,
it's pretty big again.
And it's getting bigger again. If I hang in there long enough, they will come back, and we will have a bigger meeting after the meeting, and there will be women there, and it'll be like it was then. And then it'll drop off again.
It'll be a big meat market.
Yeah, and then it'll drop off again. Everything goes in waves. So I just stay the course because it's better for me to be there thinking, why am I here? Listening to them talk about poop and farts or whatever it is that they're talking about, or YouTube videos.
Please. Wow. I can't remember once talking about poop and farts.
Well, actually, that would be when Fausto was there.
Oh, well. He will.
I mean, I have the Monday night milk and cookies meeting. Usually we meet,
that meeting.
Usually we meet for dinner beforehand. So we have the meeting before the meeting. Friday night, 8 o'clock, last house on the block. If you show up there about 6, 6:30, half the meeting's already there.
Yeah.
So it's the meeting before the meeting.
And the meeting after the meeting.
Yeah, because then...
I get the idea that people probably hang there for a while.
People hang there for a while. Yeah, the view is nice.
Yeah. And I think that's great. How about other things, other side orders?
Well, I think, I mean, for people that are having trouble with the whole spiritual side of it, there are a lot of people that need structure with their spirituality. I would recommend that they find a church that they like. That would help them out. I mean, I have one. I'm in the church choir. That whole aspect of my life has really enhanced my spirituality within the program. And the reality is I wouldn't be able to go to church and do the choir thing if I hadn't had the program.
What if they're not a...
They feed off each other.
What if their higher power is not God?
Then they should find whatever group it is that is involved with that, whatever they're doing, whatever they believe in. I mean, there's a group for everything in this country. You can find anything. Or go online. Look it up online. Find an online group.
Or if they're dyslexic and their higher power is dog.
ASPCA. Yeah. Doors open all the time.
ASPCA. Wow. How about conventions? That's a good side order. Yeah. And some of it's not side order. You know, some of it there's meetings and this and that. But there's a lot of fellowshipping at conventions. I remember being very new and going to a campvention. I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. You know, I mean, it was like a gigantic camp out with like, you know, 500, or back then it might have been bigger, it might have been 1,000 addicts. And, you know, and it was like, it reminded me of summer camp with like really cool people, you know. And the funny thing is you didn't really need to know people there because you knew them.
Without sneaking into the woods to go drink?
Yeah. I mean, but you knew them. Like, you'd see people. You know, you go to summer camp, you don't know anyone, you go there. These people, even though you don't know them because they're just like you. There's all kinds of stuff to do. There was guys that brought boats, and they're like, hey, you want to try water skiing? I said, sure.
Bet you wish you had.
I realized that if you fall, you should let go of the rope. Because I did not let go of the rope, and apparently, according to them, I look like a deep-running lure. Because I didn't let go, and I'm like, I finally let go.
It's always a good idea when you water ski when you get up to keep your legs together. Otherwise, you do the splits.
Well, and actually, the thing that I tried.
The part that hits the water first is not fun.
The thing that I tried, it was a single ski.
Oh.
Which seemed, it seemed like it would be okay for me because I used to surf. Not quite as wide as a surfboard, but not that different, but not so much. I could have probably done it. I did it as a knee. I kneeboarded pretty good. That was okay. So, time flies. What would your final word, Shelley, be on? You want fries with that?
Well, you can have all the fries you want, but that's not what's going to keep you full. The burger keeps you full.
Oh.
And the burger is the program.
There you go.
That was it.
That was it. Mark.
Because that's where I was going. That's right. Don't fill up on the side orders.
Actually, I was kind of going to go there. You know, I've had kids. My daughter was a huge one for bread. They'd bring bread at the beginning. Mm-hmm. She had like 11-5 pieces of bread, and dinner would come, and she'd be like, I'm a little full. So I agree. Don't fill up on the side orders. I'm a big fan
and
of.
And if you're going to have dessert first while you're still hungry,
yeah, keep your core in the program. But I think side orders are fine, fun, and a good idea. So, Mark,
yes,
who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce,
the other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. Free to find publication online. You can get an email to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce, and he'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility.
For free.
Yes, he will. If you're interested in a franchise, so you can ring the 12 Suckers at your little corner of the world, get a hold of Bruce. He'll let you know what you need.
If you get that franchise, it's going to come ready to go with some national advertisers, and then you know, the content is all going to be given to you. It sounds like a pretty good deal. And, of course, nobody needs a job. Especially in program.
If you need a job, go find advertising for us.
Yeah, there you go. Matter of fact, let me give the Facebook thing first. If you are one of the Facebook many, please like our page, our Recovery 101 fan page, our show page, Recovery 101 Radio Show. If you'd like to be in a group where other people can't really tell you're in a recovery group, go to the Recovery 101 group, and that is a closed group. You petition to join, they will for sure let you. Shelly is one of the admins, so she will definitely let you in. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We also have recovery101radiosales@gmail.com if you'd like to join our crack advertising staff, not the staff that sells crack, but the crack advertising staff. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley, who is the lead out music by?
Sean Van Dalen.
From SleepyPilotMusic.com. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.